What's up, sports fans? This is Sports Gambling Distractions, now available just about everywhere you listen to podcasts. Not on YouTube. Don't really want to do that yet, but whatever. Don't have a lot of time today. Also, not incredibly prepared. It's late. It's 5:30 and whatever. First off, the Knick game. There has been no news since hours ago when Tyrese Maxey was announced as questionable due to an illness. I really wish there was news on this, because if Maxey's out, I would definitely bet on the Knicks. Not even close. If he's playing, I'm not taking the Knicks game. I think the Knicks are going to win. I would advise on betting the Knicks. I mean, even if Maxey's playing, he's not going to be totally healthy, and neither is Embiid, which is a much bigger thing. Okay, Cleveland Magic by the line is 5.5 tonight against the Orlando Magic. Did I say Cleveland Magic? Cleveland Cavaliers. No injuries really that matter. ESPN has Cleveland 66-34. Cleveland won the first game by 14. I don't know why this would be any different. I think Cleveland dominates this series. I'm good with 5.5. I missed a Knick line. The Knick line was also 5.5. Yeah, maybe I did mention that. Not sure. I would prefer, if Maxey's out, go with the under of, well, it started at 209, now it's 204. I would still go with that under if Maxey's out. If not, fuck that. And the Orlando-Cleveland game, 204.5. They had a really low-scoring first game. Cavaliers D has been good. Yeah, I'm not touching that one. And then there is the Lakers versus the Nuggets game tonight, which against... Hey, Stephen A. Sorry, I should just let Stephen A play, but I'd probably get in trouble. Nuggets won the first game by 11. I mean, I think these are all going to be at least the home games. I think Nuggets are 33-8 at home. Just insane. I don't see this being much different. Lakers started off good. Nuggets just... we're the better team, 1-11. And now if the Lakers don't start off hot, this could be a blowout. So, yeah, like all the favorites, that will change when they change places, because the home teams have been dominant. So, okay, there's the NBA. Hockey. Totally missed on hockey, because I didn't realize it started when it did, but... love Boston again. They won 5-1. Nothing's changed. They're at home. The line is not that big. -145 to +125. Not touching the over and under, which is at 5.5. Those are all very scary during the playoffs, I think. And if you look at the scores, yeah, this game for game one finished with 6 points. Again, Carolina, but the line is gigantic, so I would not bet that game. -245 to +205. The over and under is 5.5, which, I don't know. I'm shocked they're not going back to Sorokin. They got Varlamov playing, who's been playing good, but I don't know. I mean, usually you go with the guy who got you there for years and whatever. I like the Hurricanes. I don't think I'm touching that one because of the line. Dallas and the Vegas Knights. Shit, is this a game one? Yes, this is a game one. Okay, Vegas, oddly, was very good away last year. This year, not at all. 18-17-6. Stars 26-11-4 on the road. Jake Oettinger, not exactly sure. He's been absolutely insane. Going back to March 28th. One goal against Vancouver. I'm not going to keep naming the teams. Zero goals. That was against Edmonton. He shut out Edmonton. Had one bad game. 4 goals at Colorado. Two goals. One goal. That's crazy. And before that, he had 3 straight games with 2 goals. He'd given up. So, I mean, this dude is maybe the hottest goalie there is right now. Awesome team. Love everything about them. Golden Knights are a good team also, but I just don't think... I think the Stars are just kind of like one notch up. this could be a sweep. I don't like many sweeps in hockey. Like, I think the Islanders will win one at home. Toronto might win two. Even though I love Boston, their goalies are shit sometimes. And, yeah, but whatever. I mean, it sounds like I'm picking a lot of favorites, and I am, but it's mostly just because they're the home games, and not one home team has lost an NBA game, including the play-in games. Interesting stat there. Edmonton and the Kings. Now, this one, the Oilers won 3 out of 4. Kings shut them out once. Oilers have been fantastic, 28-9 and 4 on the road, but they were limping into the playoffs. 1, 2, 3, losing 4 of 5 and only beating San Jose, who really doesn't even count that much as a team. So this is the game I like taking a shot with. The away team, the Kings, pretty big underdogs at plus 150. And, yeah. I mean, I hate going against Edmonton in the playoffs. I think they're going to be... Well, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, they were an awesome team all year, but then they came in so shitty. They got lost to Colorado 5-1, lost to Arizona 5-2, lost to Vancouver 3-1, lost to Arizona 3-2. Like, I don't think they were sitting people the last 2 weeks of the season, so whatever. Okay, that's it for that. And now, my favorite, good old baseball. Except I missed out on some games early, and I don't want to do the 6:40 games. So let me just do some late games because... Yeah, I'm going to go backwards, look at the latest possible games, which is the Mets at San Francisco. Jose Quintana against Keaton Quinn. Don't know much about Keaton Quinn. I should know more. He has pretty good, he has a great ERA. Sorry, great whip, 4.09 ERA, not too good. Quintana, the opposite, 3.05 ERA, 1.5 whip. Dude always scares me. Just it's a lifetime of this dude scaring me, but I like the Mets here as underdogs, small underdogs, but still. The Mets are 12-9. San Francisco is 10-13, 5-5 at home, and the Mets are 6-3 away. Let's check with... Okay, this is a game I was really interested in. Toronto, Kansas City. First off, take that under. Also, do the first inning under. No run first inning. It's Kikuchi versus Singer. Kikuchi, 21 innings, 1.15 whip, 2.08 ERA. Singer, 23 innings, 0.86 whip, 1.54 ERA. Kikuchi, 29 strikeouts in 21 innings. Singer, 23 strikeouts in 23 innings. These guys have been awesome. Looking at the... Okay, some stats for Toronto. Vlad Guerrero, 0-7 against Singer. Springer, 1-6. Bichette, 2-8. Varsho, 1-5. Kenner Fiala, 2-5. Biggio, 1-3. Now against Kikuchi. Perez, 1-9. Witt, 0-4. Garcia, 0-2. Hampson, 0-3. These are everyone starting tonight. Renfro, 3-9. The only person, 3-5. The only person that hits this guy other than Blanco, who's seen him twice and he hit a home run and he's batting ninth, so. Love the under. Not even looking at the teams here. Just going to take under, under, under. Now, a few more. Don't got a lot of time. Want to get this out. Lance Lynn has been shockingly good, and he's one of those guys. I'm just like, fucking, you got to ride him while he's good because he's going to turn into a piece of garbage that just gets destroyed soon. But he's going against Brandon Fatt, who is not good, and I'm not sure he'll ever be good. But he's got a solid whip this year of 1.23, I mean, for him. Lynn is at 2.18, 1.21. Good thing here, or the better thing, the St. Louis lineup has not seen Fat a lot. Looks like they played him one time and they beat the shit out of him. 2-2, 1-2, 1-3, 1-3. Two home runs in the game, 5 RBIs. And flipping over to Arizona versus Lance Lynn. Very good numbers. Jack Peterson, 1-18. Why is he even playing against Lynn? Walker, 1-7. Marte, 5-15. That's pretty good. Carroll, 0-2. Grill, 3-10. Peterson, sorry, I said that, 1-18. Suarez, 3-17. You get it. St. Louis. Blah, 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 blah. Where are my Red Sox? My Red Sox are off tonight? Son of a bitch. Well, whatever. I messed up with them yesterday anyway, so. Okay. Reed Detmers is pitching for the Angels tonight. And the Orioles scored, 11 runs in the first game, 13 runs in the second game, and then just one run in the last game. But Detmers is 3-0 with a 1.19, a .97 whip. I'm trying to see anything that why I wouldn't like him. All right, let's check the Orioles lineup. Damn, he's... Wow. 10 for 61. 10 for 62. That's 161 average against Detmers. Mountcastle, 3 for 11. Mullins, 0 for 7. Mateo, 2 for 9. Hayes, 1 for 9. Santander, 0 for 7. Shit, that's enough. I've seen enough. Going with Detmers. Going with the Angels. They are small favorites. And let me check one more because I got to get going. Tampa Bay, Detroit. Skubal versus Littell. I mean, I like Skubal. I don't know much about Littell, but he's a Tampa dude, and these guys have been pitching incredible. This is another game where, no, the over-under is 7.5. I would do a first runner. No run first inning, maybe, if the odds aren't too bad. Skubal's 2-0, 2.28, .80 ERA with 26 strikeouts in 23 innings. Littell, 2.14, 1.33 whip, 23 strikeouts in 21 innings. Checking the... Littell has only seen this team once, and it looks like he's done very well against them. 0 for 2, 1 for 3, 1 for 3, 0 for 2, 1 for 5, 0 for 4, 0 for 3. And let's check on Skubal. Rosario is 0 for 10 against him. Diaz, 1 for 6. Ramirez, 2 for 4. Arizenza, 2 for 6. Paredes, 0 for 3. Meade, 0 for 2. Siri, 0 for 4. Pinto, 1 for 2. So, some quick math there. Yeah, I like Skubal and Detroit. Small underdogs. Make sure I'm reading this right. Yes, yeah, small underdogs, but ESPN is with me at 53% against 47%. And I'll be back tomorrow with a longer show and more information. Sorry, busy day, and I'm a little sick. Peace.